Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again.
Do you ever read the program notes when you go to the theater? Those extra pages inside the program that offer an explanation from the director? Maybe a list of names of people doing things with the word design attached to them? Perhaps a short essay from the resident dramaturg, if you happen to be attending a theater that has a dramaturg. If so, you might have asked yourself, who are these people? And what exactly do they have to do with the show I'm about to see? And what the heck is a dramaturg? A dramaturg, such as the brilliant Margot Melkon at the Marin Theatre Company, is a person within a theatre company who deals mainly with historical and literary research, maintaining the accuracy of a company's productions, and often helping to develop translations or adaptations of plays and/or operas, and often writing notes for the program. It's just one of the many things people do in the theatre that few theatregoers actually understand or know much about. Aside from the obvious, the playwright, the director, many of the job titles listed in your average theater program are a little mysterious. Their assignments either vague, confusing, or merely peripheral. Most of these folks never get a mention outside the program notes, rarely, if ever, getting their names dropped in the reviews, if there are reviews. I admit it. In my reviews, I seldom mention the set designers like David Lear, David Wright, Wayne Hovey, Paul Gilger, or Eddie Hansen. Or the light designers, such as April George, Theo Brigant, John Canole, and Tony Genesi, who, by the way, also designed sets like nobody's business. Though I do mention such folks on occasion when I feel that I have the space to do so. My excuse is that in a review, I usually have very few words to describe the show and give the necessary information. And the opportunity to describe the efforts of the costume designer and the fight choreographer is a luxury I seldom am given. So I usually focus on the elements I assume most people want to know about, and the poor unsung heroes of the stage community are left unsung. That's a shame, really, because without the hardworking folks who do all of those mysterious things, there would be no local theater. This includes, of course, local stage managers like Paulette Riker-Staker, Emily Smith, Laurie Herks, Patrick Tabor, and many others, who assist the director during the rehearsal process, reminding the actors of their lines when called upon, and then essentially running the show once it's open to the public. During a show, the stage manager does everything from opening and closing the theater to sweeping the stage to informing the actors when it's time to take places to sitting in the booth pushing buttons to make the lights come on and the music play and the projections project. On occasion, there is an assistant stage manager who takes some of these responsibilities themselves. Even those positions which seem to be obvious, such as the set designer, often include responsibilities people don't know anything about, such as model making. Yep, few set designers don't build a small model of the set first, just to see how the thing actually will function. And any mention of light designers really should include the fact that light designers spend a great deal of their time climbing up and down ladders, hanging heavy metal objects high above the set. These folks really are the heroes of local theater, doing jobs that aren't that glamorous, perhaps, but are absolutely necessary, and are often carried out with as much passion and creativity and love for the theater as anyone you might see reciting lines on stage. So next time you read through your program, make sure to read their names and give a silent thank you for their efforts. Without them, the show you're about to watch would be a lot less special. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB. Thank you for being